This is so amped, like climactic. We've been saying we need. Can everybody hear in the back? Are we good? We need lights go out, like a voiceover, like the heavy dramatic voiceover, like ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for your group ride live for June. Hey, thanks for coming out, you guys. I'll lead off by. So I'm Chris Johnson, Bike Fort Collins.
I'm Dan Porter with Your Group Ride.
I'm the sound guy, as usual, in addition to the MC. Talk.
Hi.
Hey, there we go. So this is kind of a transitional month. We're actually, this little bit of exciting news to start the whole thing off. We are relocating. We're going to be at Wolverine Farm permanently, which is, I think, a really good venue for us. They're really excited to have us. We're really excited to move over there. It's just a really good fit, I think, for what we're doing. This month was kind of a gap month for them. They already had this night booked, and we booked the event. So we're here. We're really grateful to the Artery for having us. It's a little unconventional being outside, so hopefully it's fun. It's nice. Hopefully that the projector screen isn't too washed out. Dan's already spilling beer on people downstairs. So bear with us. Thank you guys for coming. We'll run through the news first. So first of all, as I said, thank you to the Downtown Artery for having us. There is a recommended donation bar. Kelly's inside working the bar. Thanks to Odell for providing the bar for us tonight, which is great. And to start our news off, we wanted to give a special shout out to Urban Mattress of Fort Collins, who are our news and events sponsor this month for the second month. And we are so excited to have a sponsor. Urban Mattress, local, family owned. Mattresses not carried by anybody else in town. Prices to fit any budget. Free delivery. The only place in, is this true? Only place in town. Free delivery. 2% of all sales to local charities. No high pressure sales except me. And so tell me about the beer thing. I want to bring Kelly up for a second if you're up for it. So Kelly Henderson, who reached out to us, who's a big fan of the cycling community and wanted to help out. Let me get this.
I don't know if I want to sit on.
No, you don't have to sit.
Okay. Oh, I'm good.
Kelly Henderson of Urban Mattress.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So
wait,
tell
you're
me.
Sitting. I'm gonna
jump.
Sit.
Yeah, sit down. Yeah. Okay. So what's the beer story?
Well, we want it to be a better mattress buying experience than you can have anywhere else. And so what makes anything better is a little bit of beer. So we currently have Pateros Creek beer on tap, and we just give small 4-ounce pours for you to sip and enjoy while you're looking for a better night of sleep.
Right on. Dig it. That's awesome. Okay. I said this last time too, and it's totally true. And this was like before we met. We bought our mattress there too, and it was a great experience, and it's an awesome mattress. So they're good folks. They want to support cycling in Fort Collins. So thanks to you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being a sponsor.
Thank you. And I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for letting me be here.
Thank you.
So I think we will jump into the news. I had you last, Dan, because I didn't know if you were going to be here. But you got anything going on in the YGR news front before we jump into Overland?
Some late breaking news that you probably saw on the internet this afternoon is bad news. Our local Georgia Ghoul did not make the 2016 Olympic team, which is a big bummer. I was really looking forward to watching her race again. So there was some coaches' discretionary votes, basically, as to who to pick.
Bring it along.
And they decided to go with, her quote was, people that had more potential for medaling in the future. Which I don't understand what that has to do with the present necessarily, especially when she has a history of winning medals in the Olympics. Anyway, so that's kind of a bummer deal. The next thing is big news is the Bee Farm Scofflaw races ran into some time permit issues. So those aren't going to happen this year either, unfortunately. Those were kind of a crowd favorite. Everybody liked the gravel and the pavement combo of those races, but they just the person that owned the subdivision that we raced through last year wasn't going to allow it this year, and for whatever reason we're not exactly sure what his beef was, but so Tom Carter, the race promoter, is looking for another venue, and the one he settled on was just too contentious for the amount of time he had to make it happen. So good news is First City Cycling stepped up and was able to backfill those dates with some Criterium races instead. So we're going to have two more weeks of crit racing, which is great. Those are going to start up on Tuesday, and they're going to go every Tuesday until August 9th. And the team is doing everything they can to fill all the positions with volunteers from within the team, but we really need some community help for that. So if you go on Your Group Ride, you'll see a story about the races being canceled and the new races coming up and how you can help out with that.
You're in the middle of Taft Hill?
Yep, Taft Hill Time Trials. We've got one more of those. I literally just drove over here from hosting the race this evening. We had about 30 people on course tonight. It's a great low-key, low-pressure, great way to get into bike racing. If you've never done it before, you're basically racing against yourself. You're not rubbing elbows with anybody or anything like that. It's just you against the clock.
So I noticed we're hearing from the fire up near Borderland that there's some air quality effect. Did you guys notice that tonight?
No, I didn't notice it at all tonight. I raced up in Laramie on Tuesday night, and you could definitely see it when you were driving up there. I didn't really notice it so much when I was racing, but no, on course tonight, we didn't. It must be blowing the smoke away from us. So we got one more of those races. So if you're interested, hit YGR for information on that too.
Right on. Do we have anybody from Overland tonight? I know Kenny was gonna be. Anybody that feels like, can you do it? Can you do an update?
Yeah, he's the guy.
Bring it on. He's got notes. You're gonna have to remind me the last. Actually, I'll let you introduce yourself. I don't remember the last name. Ben.
Who
was
that?
Who knows? That's me. That's me. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, my name is Ben Cornelli with Overland.
That way? Over here? Who knows?
Hi. This works really good.
Turn around. Come on. Just stand back.
All right. My name is Ben Cornelli with Overland Mountain Bike Club. I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of an update on what the club has been working on the past month or so. We had an event just last weekend, Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. We had 50 children signing up. Great weather, lots of volunteers, everything went well. No one was injured or hurt, had a great time. Also, the Stone Temple Mountain Bike Camps, Girls Camp, and Co-Ed Camp, there were over 50 kids as well at the co-ed camps, and the feedback was good. Getting kids just used to riding bikes and having fun and getting them started as young as possible has kind of been our goal. So those are working out really well. Okay. Perfect. That's better.
Perfect.
As far as young, we're going to have some trail work. We actually have Reservoir Ridge going on Thursdays. So if you are interested, you can check the website or get a hold of me, and we can get you squared away for that.
What are you guys doing up there tonight?
Right now they're doing some Reservoir Ridge work. We have been working on and finishing an alt Mashad line. So we've got basically some alt lines coming off of the Mashad Trail. So it's actually quite a few new trails and alt lines and fun things going on up there.
Are the alt lines less rocky or more rocky?
The alt line on Mashad is more rocky.
Is that possible?
Well, it's actually, we're building it over rocks, so it's going to be some really cool kind of technical rock lines that will also have a little, you know, as far as you can have a flow on a rock line, it'll be a lot of fun. So
nice. We've
been working on those for a couple of months. Foothills Trail and a lot of sections, they're doing some advanced lines, very advanced lines, and then basically just giving a few different directions to go up there. So that's been really good. Young Gulch Trail Work, this is the next big project that we've got coming up. Trail work both days this weekend in conjunction with the Wildlands Restoration Volunteers. We're going to be rebuilding the trail with new alignment, and the layout is looking pretty cool. So Young Gulch has been shut down for a number of years since the fire, and has been was a really great mountain biking trail. So getting to do some work on that, it's, I think, slated to open still in late 17. There's a lot of work to be done because the fires and erosion kind of tore up that whole trail, but that's going to be good. Now, moving on to kind of the exciting part of the announcement, the Truth or Consequences Mountain Bike Festival, which is going to be July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We've got, again, on a Friday night, it's going to start at 2 o'clock. We're going to have some fun short track rides. We're going to have a very popular local band, which I am not allowed to mention at this time yet, but it's going to be a great, great band that's going to be headlining for us at New Belgium. We also have got two great new sponsors that we wanted to, actually three great new sponsors. We got Jeep dealership, Foothills Jeep and Dodge. They're going to be sponsoring us as well. But we also got a sponsorship from Push Industries, the local shock company. They're going to be donating a 11-6 shock to give away to volunteers and or participants of the enduro race on Saturday. So if you're interested in volunteering, we're going to have some really good giveaways and good opportunities to win some good stuff. On Sunday, we're having the 40 in the Fort cross-country race. We'll have a Niner frame as well to give away to either participants or volunteers. So if you're interested in being involved, catch me, and we can get you squared away. Otherwise, it's tocmtbfest.com. And thank you for the time, and glad we worked out all the audio kinks.
Yeah, we're still working on it. Anybody questions for Overland or for Ben while we got him up here?
Ben, what did you do to your arm?
This was Crested Butte Evolution Mountain Bike Park, last run of the day. Caught a pedal. It was on a really flat section. It was ridiculous, but went over the bars. And
all right, nice. Then. Ben, thanks for coming up. Ben, Cornelli, Ben. Everybody. Cheers. Thank you so much. I'm going to be on the sound side. That makes more sense.
Yeah, that does.
So what I should be over here. So let's see. We got next.
I had one thing I wanted to throw in there too.
Now we gave the next one away.
I just found out this afternoon that the much anticipated opening of the Eden Valley Bridge has been pushed back until October of this year. It was supposed to open July 1st, and I know everybody that rides on the road here is really bummed that they can't legally ride through that section yet.
Is it passable? Illegally?
Yes.
It is. I mean, I didn't know that.
I've heard it is.
Rumor has it.
I have no previous, and disregard the photos on my website because that doesn't prove anything either. But yeah, it seems like it's going to pretty much mesh right up with the time they're going to be closing down Highway 34 for the big repairs going up that way. So that's kind of an unfortunate thing, too.
What are you going to do? So we'll go on to the next one, and that is Miss Tessa Grieger of FC Bikes is here. Tell us what's going on with the city.
Hi, Tessa.
Tessa. Do whatever you want. You can sit. You can stand. Do anything you want.
All right. Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come back. I'm not sure if you guys had a choice in that matter, but I'm going to try to keep things brief. Stay back.
There's a line. That's plenty. That's plenty.
Okay. All right. I've got prizes in here, so you know it will get more exciting than this. But my name is Tessa, and I manage the bike program for the City of Fort Collins. And I just want to give a quick update on some of the cool things that are going on with FC Bikes and with bicycling in the city. And the last time that I gave a quick overview, I structured it in terms of the 5 E's. So some of you maybe, do you want to hold the prizes?
I'll even run out.
So many of you may be familiar with the 5 E's, but this is really the way in which we structure the bicycle program, and you know it's the different components that create a bicycle-friendly community, and it's how we really look at advancing safety in Fort Collins and increasing ridership. So just want to give a few highlights as they relate to those different E's. So in terms of encouragement, how many of you have heard of Bike to Work Day? Right, so it's kind of a thing here, and it actually happened yesterday. So how many of you actually participated? Oh, wow. All right, awesome. So we've got a little trivia just to see how much you guys know about the event yesterday and Bike to Work Day in general. That's not this, is it? All right, so how many years has the city been organizing, and Kelly, you can't answer. Has the city been organizing and hosting Bike to Work Summer Bike to Work Day in Fort Collins? Anybody? No. No.
29.
Can he win? All right, he can win.
All right. He looked at me.
I think he's ineligible. I think that's in his contract.
I'm not ineligible.
Can you see?
Officially or unofficially.
These are brand new blue lights from FC Bike. So, all right, we've got a few more. Okay, how many breakfast stations did we have around town? All right, there you go. All right, well, whoever.
What do you want?
All right, so which station had the most visits? No, Kelly. New Belgium. All right, so everybody gets something, I guess, there. All right, okay. Can anybody guess how many station visits New Belgium got?
630,
okay, no. A little higher. 800, so I guess I win that one. And that was, just for comparison, that was up from about 576 last year, so that's good. Okay, last one for Bike to Work Day. So total number of station visits. So we're not, at this point, we're waiting for survey responses, so we don't know the total number of individuals, but total number of station visits across all stations. Who said that? All right, we'll give you the prize. So right now we're at 10,570, and we're still waiting for numbers from one more station. So, and that is up from last year, so that's good. All right, moving on to...
Can I throw out a couple cool factoids?
Oh, sure, sure.
We had one person yesterday that Strava'd their Bike to Work Day, and they rode past every single, all 49 stations. I think they actually stopped at like 15 of them. And then we had somebody, what do we have, Josh? Somebody hit 26 of them, actually stopped and ate at 26, or stopped and patronized. Yeah. Wow. So that's pretty impressive.
I think
there needs to
that's
be some
awesome.
Sort of a challenge for next year, somebody okay. that actually obtains something from each breakfast station.
On a Zagster bike.
On a Zagster. They fill their basket up.
Cool. All right. Nice job. All right, so moving on to education. So I have a couple things I want to mention. So the FC Bikes Bicycle Ambassador Program has classes going on all the time. We have driver's education. We have, you know, different types of bicycle education classes, you know, ranging from hour-long classes to full weekend classes. But one I want to plug is an upcoming bicycle touring class that we're hosting on July 7th. And there are some flyers back there by Joe Olson. So that should be a really cool class. We'll have a panel of experts. We're partnering with different organizations like Bike and Beer Tours, Peloton, and a bunch of other organizations to put that on. And you know, I think if you're interested in cycle touring, and I think you're going to hear some more about that tonight, that would be just a great opportunity to learn more about, you know, how to get involved in that and some of the opportunities around Northern Colorado. The other thing I want to mention, we are working on a very cool project that we're currently calling a bicycle and pedestrian safety town. If you have any suggestions about a more interesting or exciting name, let us know. That's something that we are open to. But this is, you know, this is something that the city has been working on and has had plans for since 2010, 2011, and really what it is it's a miniature city. It's a skills course where people of all ages and abilities can come out and practice being a safe cyclist, being a safe pedestrian, and do that in a way that's in a place where there are no cars. And so we're working on confirming a site for that. We're getting very close to having that site location finalized, and we're working on concept designs for that. So it'll be really cool. It's, you know, a place that will have kind of miniature bike lanes,
roundabouts,
so just a great place that will be open for the public to be able to come out and learn how to, you know, navigate some of these complex situations that, you know, we experience in the real world. So stay tuned for more information on that.
I thought like, the mock train tracks were cool too. I thought that was a neat idea, having
train
like
tracks,
offset,
yep.
you know, non-square.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a good one to learn in Fort Collins.
Yep. Cool. So engineering, and Joe's probably going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that the city's been doing related to engineering, but just want to mention a couple exciting projects that are coming up. In July, the city will be installing bike lanes on Mason Street, so this is a project that we're all very, very excited about. Between Laurel and Cherry, for the most part, there will be dedicated bike lanes along that whole stretch. We've heard, you know, a lot of feedback about this corridor, and we think it's going to make a big improvement for safety for, you know, everybody that's using and operating on the corridor. So stay tuned and look for that, you know, in July. The other one, the Pitkin Low Stress Bike Corridor. So some of you may have heard about this project. This is one that we received funding for and are planning to begin construction on later this fall. This will be the first true low stress bike corridor that is coming out of the 2014 Bicycle Master Plan. It's a citywide east-west corridor. It's mostly on Pitkin, but it does traverse other streets from Overland all the way to Riverside. But we have some really unique intersection designs that we'll be installing as part of that project, and I think it's going to be a really cool fit for Fort Collins. And we'll have wayfinding all along that corridor, as you've started to see in Fort Collins. So stay tuned for that later this fall. enforcement. So this is something that I don't know how many of you attended the town hall meeting earlier this year. It was this year, right?
Last year.
It's going by fast. Last fall. But one of the things that was mentioned or recommended during that town hall discussion was the need to have ongoing training and education for law enforcement. So I just wanted to mention that we worked with the Fort Collins Police Department to bring in cycling attorney Megan Hotman, and some of you may have heard her present at a previous YGR event. But she came in over the course of May during four different sessions. She's from Golden and did two-hour trainings with the patrol for Fort Collins PD. So that was really cool. These were bike law trainings, and so I just wanted to provide some follow-up on that and mention that that happened. So the last thing, evaluation. So this, I do have another giveaway for this. So how many of you knew that we have some permanent bicycle and pedestrian counters around town? All right, well, we do. We're tracking you. So there's one that... the Frisbee, or there's this, which I have no idea what it is, but it's got gloves. It's duct tape of some sort. So it's supposed, somebody donated this. So anyway, if anybody wants that, that's, I think it's actually supposed to be pretty cool. I have no idea what it is, but.
They made duct tape complicated.
Anyway, there's a Frisbee too, or lights. All right, so. Anyway, we have we worked with CDOT to install a counter, which counts pedestrians and bicyclists, and it's at the intersection of the Spring Creek Trail and the Mason Trail, so right by the underpass there. And that went in over a year ago, and so we're able to see, you know, every day how many cyclists and how many pedestrians are passing that location. And then CSU has installed five of those counters on campus. And so those have been in since last fall. So, you know, over time we'll start to be able to see, you know, is cycling increasing? Is pedestrian traffic increasing? So over the past year, how many bicycle trips have passed the counter at the Mason Trail and Spring Creek Trail intersection? You can get approximately would be good. 65,000? 87,000? 500 in a year? Who said that? Okay, all right, we need to do some work on that. No, we're going to look quite a bit higher. One more guess. 342,938. All right, so I don't know who won that one, but. All right, and I'll give you one more. So, the Braden Trail at CSU, this is. So far, this is proving to be the highest counter location. So over the past, I guess that one went in August or September. So what was the highest count that counter saw in one day? How many cyclists in one day? 50,000, okay. All right, we're way off. Come on, all right. All right, that's close enough. So 7,600. So, and that just for to, you know, put that into comparison with our roads. So Mountain Avenue through downtown sees about that amount of traffic on a daily basis. So it's just a pretty cool comparison there. Anyway, I think that's all I have. So thank you all for your time. I appreciate it, and I'll be around if you guys have any questions after. So thanks.
No.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Tessa Grieger from FC Bikes, City of Fort Collins. You guys. And I want to add on the bike law for LEOs. I think probably the question a lot of you guys have is, so what about LCSO? What about Larimer County? We're working on that. Bike Fort Collins is actively engaged with trying to get those guys in the same program that FC Bikes or I'm sorry FC PD went through, and we hope to have that happen this year. So fingers crossed. But moving on, we got Dwayne Ruff is going to come up and tell us a little bit about the Wellness Fest, fourth annual Unique Wellness Fest. Wayne Ruff, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and you're coming up too. Come on, both you guys. Yeah.
Thank you. You want to start? Go ahead. Hi.
Thanks.
My name is Renika.
And I'm Dwayne.
And we are so excited. We're hosting a wellness fest at Hughes Stadium this year. It's piggybacking off of the wellness fest that's being hosted. This is the fourth year at Mile High Stadium. So What is the Wellness Fest? Yoga on the field, plus a huge health expo in Ram Town, in Ram Village, is what it's called. But the whole idea spawns from the silos that we create. You have this bike community. You guys are so amazing and so engrossed in all the community efforts. But we tend to stay within the bike community. But then we have this huge yoga community here in Fort Collins. We have a huge running community. But we all stay in these little pockets. But how can we pull everybody who wants health and wellness for our community and wants a strong base together into one? And then we have the Wellness Fest, where we all can come with like minds, celebrate life, celebrate each other, stand and create new dialogues, create diversity, access to biking, access to yoga, access to physical health, mental health.
Yeah, and you know, as someone, I bike to work every day, and I do tons of yoga about 4 or 5 times a week. So to be involved in both communities, I see the beauty and the wonderful people that I meet in all these communities. So in this Fort Collins community is really special because there's a lot of people that believe in movement. And we believe that movement is medicine. So whether you're running, biking, doing yoga, whatever the case, we feel like that's medicine. And we're focusing on mental health as well. So we're having connections come out. The health district is going to come out. We've talked to them about coming out and joining forces. And this event is not about making money. It's about connecting the community and making sure that if someone needs to get a bike fixed because they can't get around, we know who to call. And if someone needs some mental health services, we know where to go. If someone wants to do some yoga to heal some things to get back on a bike, then we want to make sure they know where to go. So all these folks and all these services that we have are connected, and we want to make sure that this community is connected all the way. And what better way to do it than to have people do some yoga on the field at Hughes Stadium?
It's a cool opportunity, right?
It's a great
opportunity. Like being in the big stadium, yeah, getting a lot going on, like getting the stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, on the grounds.
A lot of people, you know, get a chance to go and see it, but then when you get out on the field and start meeting people, and then afterwards in the expo, you start meeting folks who are doing some really wonderful things in the community and wonderful things for people to help keep them healthy and active. And we just want everyone in this community and everyone in those communities to join forces and say, hey, let's show up and let's have some fun and let's enjoy the day. So we really want to have everyone come out. We want to learn about the new things that FC Bikes is doing, that Bike Fort Collins is doing. We want to come out and say, hey, you want a bed that's going to be nice and comfortable? Come on out and drink some beer while you're looking for a bed. That's fantastic. We're going to have to come because we need a bed. So we'll have to come visit you. But these are the things that we want to do in this community. So we want all you all to come out and show up and invite all your friends. It's a free event. There's nothing that you need other than the money you may need for food or to buy something if you see.
Yeah, we'll have food trucks, vendors, family friendly. We'll have kids yoga on the field so they'll have their own little section to be able to participate as well. That's the big thing for us. We have 4 kids. And so oftentimes with a lot of these things, we get excluded or we have to find babysitters to do fun stuff. So we want everybody to be involved.
Dan knows about that.
Yeah. We want everybody, and like you guys were saying earlier, let's start them young. Let's let them start participating at a young age where they're wanting to do this when they're older and they're adults. So if you guys would like to find more information, register, we are looking for volunteers. We're still looking. We have spaces for vendors, food trucks. Wellnessfest.co is the website.
Not com, just CO.
Just CO.
Yeah, it's a little different. Yep.
Or you can look on the Innately You, InnatelyU, all one word, Facebook page for more information.
Thank you guys so much for coming out. Dwayne and Renika Ruff, you guys.
Thank you guys.
Give it up.
Thank you all.
July 16th, Hughes Stadium, Wellness Fair. Kelly, we're doing Bike Fort Collins next. Do you want to come up and do the, what do we got? We got a couple of things to talk about, so we'll bring up Kelly. Talk about what Bike Fort Collins is up to in July and going forward. What's that?
I'm gonna help you. No, I'm gonna actually just get out of the way. We got four brothers.
We got four brothers.
What else?
Not
a ton of stuff.
Hey guys. So July is a pretty light month for us. Hi Sean. Thanks for coming.
Sean's here. We have him here tonight.
We do have beer here, Sean, but that's fine. Let's see.
Tell about that too.
Oh yeah, if you guys need beer after I'm done talking to you, like a refill, we still have beers left. So July, we have Poor Brothers Community Night coming up on July 13th. We're going to be doing a nice member benefit for our bicycle-friendly business members and for our Bike for Collins members. So if you guys aren't Bike for Collins members yet and you want to be, come see me. We do a live promotion. Instead of $20 for an individual, it's just $15. And we're going to give you something special on July 13th at Poor Brothers. If you're not a member,
ominous. What? That sounds a little ominous.
Something special?
We're going to give you something special.
It's going to be good, probably. And for bike-friendly businesses as well. Oh, yeah, we have a workshop on Monday at Horse and Dragon from 6 to 8 p.m. Is that right, Kurt? Thanks, Kurt.
Is Kurt here?
So if you are interested, hey, Kurt.
Well, let Kurt talk about that. Kurt Freiberg, everybody, from he's from Bike for Collins Bike Friendly Business Development Program, and they have a so for anybody that doesn't know, the City of Fort Collins leads the country in League of American Cyclists, League of American Bicyclists certified bike friendly businesses
by a lot.
Like we got like 15 over second place,
and so, we keep extending our lead,
and we're doing good. So Kurt is kind of the linchpin of that effort. He's been doing a ton of work. He continues to do a ton of work with Bike for Collins to identify people that might be interested, to cultivate them, to help them facilitate their applications and keep the wheels turning on doing that. So we have a deadline coming up.
Yeah, so all of you sort of bike-centric people at your workplace, you should be thinking about this. If you're not already a bike-friendly business, which a lot of you probably are, we will have a workshop on Monday. This one's kind of targeted for the people who sponsored the Bike to Work Day stations. So that was our target audience, but anybody is, of course, is welcome to show up at Horse and Dragon at 7 o'clock. Did I say six?
We think it's seven.
I think it's seven.
BikeFortCollins.org.
I'm really bad at remembering things. What we're gonna do is kind of give a brief overview of what the process is and then go through the application. And just very briefly, should mention, like, why would you want to do this thing? I think the biggest benefit, and it is the biggest benefit of going through the application process, is the league, the League of American Bicyclists, is great at evaluating your application as a bike-friendly business. So you're going to go through what they call the four E's, which I have a hard time remembering. It's evaluation, education, encouragement, and
what's the last E, Tessa?
Engineering.
Engineering. That's it. That's the one I should remember. I'm an engineer. there's four for the businesses, five for the community, because you have businesses don't have to enforce. That's Tessa's job. So you're gonna go through the application, go through these four areas, and kind of there's a little checklist in there of sort of what you're doing, and then they'll take your application and they'll evaluate it, and they'll also put out a link to people, anybody that knows your business. Your employees, your customers, people in the community, bike community, and they will evaluate you. Surprisingly, what we've seen is that you get a lot of evaluation back. You get a lot of feedback, and the feedback's extremely valuable. Example I give: I work at Woodward, and we had like 30 respondents, which is amazing. And a lot of people said, "Yeah, it'd be really nice if we had showers and lockers." And I'm looking at this going, "We do have showers and lockers, but we don't tell anybody." So, you know, just little things like this can really help your bike friendliness. So anyway, so you'll go through the application. The application deadline is actually the end of the month, so it'll be right after that. Don't feel too pressured. If you can get the application done, fine. We're not in real danger of losing our first place, like, actually, I don't think. And be honest, I always tell people, we went to Colorado Springs a couple of weeks ago and presented down there. And I tell people, you know, being first place isn't what it's all about. It's really all about building community and sharing ideas, sharing best practices. And if we're doing that with other communities and other cities across the country, it's a great thing. So I'm not really scared about losing our first place. It's a cool thing to talk about, and it gets us invited to a lot of places, but it's not that worrisome. But yeah, so it's in really, that's what it's all about, getting your feedback, getting more bike-friendly, and then joining with the other bike-friendly businesses in Fort Collins and kind of sharing ideas and being part of a bike-friendly business community in our bigger community.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we're trying to develop, is trying to make it feel like a community. Anybody go to our Bikes and Business Mixer we did last month? So that was, you know, an attempt to kind of make it a little bit more like you're getting something out of it in terms of the networking opportunities and the culture and the community thing. So yep. we're working to figure out how to make it a community and a scene. So Kurt, thank you very much for coming up. Find Kurt if you have any questions about Bike Friendly Business. Thanks. Kurt, is it? Yeah.
So then, also in July, we're doing trail cleanup during spring on our portion of the Spring Creek Trail. That'll be Sunday, July 17th. Probably in the morning, we'll start around 9, and then I'll organize a ride to somewhere fun with beer, probably, maybe even beer for free. Gonna all try to put that together. So that's pretty much what we got coming up in July.
Right on. Is Jennifer Brooks here? Is she here tonight? I don't know if she was gonna try to make it, so maybe she didn't. But we invited Jennifer to talk about a really cool development that's happened. Maybe, are you qualified to talk about it, Joe, at all? You wanna talk about it? Come on up. So we're gonna bring Joel Olson up from City Traffic Ops. So essentially, you can grab that mic. Joe's actually doing a feature in a few minutes, but we're gonna get him up here just for a second, kind of to talk about the just in a quick five, how this project came about and where it was and where it is now.
So this is a shoulder that was put in on Kechter out east of the city. And it's actually a project that we're pretty proud of because of the effort that was required to make it happen. It's actually in the city, but it's always been maintained by the county, and it didn't have any shoulders. We had the bike fatal out there on the overpass over the I-25 just east of here. It's been something that has been on the radar since then. It was difficult to make happen. And I guess the good news is, and make a long story short, the way it ended up happening is we ended up collaborating with the county to actually go in and put the shoulders on out there.
Does everybody know what we're talking about? Kechter is just west of the overpass there? Okay, yeah, so we know.
Yeah, and so the shoulders are in. The county did the work through their maintenance crews, and the city paid for the project. And so, yeah, that'd be great.
Sorry, we're a little washed out, but you can see there's a...
Yeah, so really, kudos to Larimer County for stepping up and doing this, because, again, this is technically in the city. They didn't have to do that, but they were going to be there anyway. They had the ability to do it, and they did it. And then, you know, kudos to Tessa and her group as well for funding the project. So we're really excited about it.
I think we invited Jennifer to talk about it because I think a lot of it came from, would you agree that there was some citizen direction for it, and Jennifer was really integral. It was part of her commute. Yeah, it was part of her commute, and she kept the pressure on in a constructive way. And I think that we wanted to talk to Jennifer. I was hoping she'd be here. We really wanted to talk to her as this really great example of constructive citizen involvement in the process, because by all accounts, it was a really, really constructively run project and had a great outcome. So that's pretty cool. So thank you, Joe. We appreciate it.